You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, here comes the grand experiment. It could be a total flop. We don't know. We don't know. That's why we come in and we do this stuff. It's called Ask Us Anything. It is true that when we do a segment called Long Time, First Time, we always say, look, if you've never called us, call us now, and you can ask a question. So we got this Facebook message that we read yesterday on the show, and it was a woman who said, why is it that the people who call in for Long Time, First Time don't ever seem to have a question? She goes, I've got like 12 questions I want to ask you guys. Mm-hmm. She goes, would you ever do a segment where anybody can call in and ask anything? Well,
as a matter of fact, here we are.
Here it is.
Here it is, yeah.
So it's called Ask Us Anything. Now, we will not answer anything that is like a perverse,
a rude or perverse
sex question.
Yeah, you know.
Come on, grow up. But if you've been listening for a while and you're like, you know, here's what I want to ask these jokers, call out. This is your opportunity, and we will do as many as we can before we run out of time. Shannon, are you ready?
Let's knock out what time we go to bed and what time we wake up.
Yeah, we don't want to do those.
I go to bed. I try to be in bed by 9. Niner.
Same.
On the dot. And then my alarm to wake up is set for 3:52.
Very good.
Okay.
I go to bed sometime between 8:30 and 9, but I'm one of those people who will either have my laptop and be writing or reading.
Okay.
So it probably is a little after 9 before I drop off. And then my alarm is actually set... I used to be an odd time like you, but now it's 3:45.
Okay, that's good. That's nice that you read and play. I usually just play with action figures in bed, so that's nice that you do that.
Good morning, Jessica. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you today?
Good.
I'm having a good morning. Good. Sun's up. It's going to be a pretty day.
That's right.
What's your question?
Okay, so I have a question for each of you. For Dom, do you plan on ever getting married again?
Will I never get married again? Is that what your aunt's asking?
Ever. No, will you ever get married again? Like, you've been married before, right?
Yes, I'm divorced. I've been single for 13 years.
Oh, wow. Why, are you asking, Jess? Wow. Are you wanting him to put ring on it or what?
Are you hitting on me?
No, I'm not. I'm married. I've been married for, 7 years now, almost.
Are you just one of those people who feels better, like, if you see someone, you know, meet the person and spend the rest of their life with them? Does it make you feel better? You can say yes.
I don't know. I'm not too sure how to answer that.
She doesn't want you to be lonely.
Answer the question. The answer is yes, I expect that will happen.
Okay, yes, I expect that'll happen for you, Dom. I was just asking.
So yes, that will happen.
That's good.
And now, what's Jeremy's question?
Okay, do you and Nicole plan on having any more kids?
Jessica.
Well,
there was a procedure done.
Oh.
So let me answer it. Nicole might have more kids.
Yes, she's perfectly capable of having more children. But I would say, what was it, like 2 months after Lila was born?
You were
almost
snipped.
3 years ago, I ran to the urologist and I got hacked and sawed and lasered and soldered and bandaged.
Yep.
No more for me.
Right. He keeps talking to me. He's been trying to talk me into it.
Yeah, I think you should do it. It's super easy. Easy peasy, as they say in the industry.
Jessica, you are delightful. Thank you for the question. That was the first one out of the shoot. Was
pretty intense right off the bat.
Pretty
marriage and more kids.
Pretty good. All right, next up is, let's see, who is next? It's Angie. Good morning, Angie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
So what's the question?
I want to know, after the morning show, like when you're done with this phase of your career, what are the two of you going to do?
Probably
circus
MMA.
Circus act?
MMA fighting. Some drug smuggling. I don't know. CIA.
The first thing I'm going to do is try to train my body to sleep past 3 a.m.
Right.
The first thing I'll do is try to get to learn to sleep better. What are you going to do?
Well, that's the thing. It's like when you're done with radio, you're probably going to focus on your book career and relax.
For sure. Writing.
For sure. So
I still
have 40 years ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, Angie. I have a sneaking suspicion that it'll probably be something in television, I would imagine. I've made a lot of contacts, and I'm curious about that industry. And
he has the hots for all the women
and
on Channel 9.
All the weather women.
He'll do whatever he can to go work at Channel 9 just so he can flirt with all the women
over
there.
Shut up, my wife's listening.
Yeah, I know your wife's listening.
Actually,
but your wife,
she knows. So I'd have to go to a different station.
Yeah, so Jeremy's going to get into TV at some point, and I'm going to write. And the big thing for me in the next year or so is helping other people get published.
Yep.
Like teaching them how to do it. So.
Yep, I see that you're doing a lot of that. And yeah. I hope you guys don't go anywhere anytime soon. But I was just curious.
I don't think we're leaving for another couple years at least.
At least two more years. We're pretty good in the ratings right now. So
Angie, you're the best. Thank you for calling us.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye. You too. All right, who's next? Denise. Good morning, Denise. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
What's your question?
Are you guys city campers or hardcore tent campers?
You get one of each with this show.
Yeah, you do. I'm a glamper. I have an RV with, you know, like the heated mattress and a full bathroom and, all the whole nine. I'm super excited because I just got a notification from Cabela's that my generator has shipped. So I have full electricity wherever I go, Denise.
So, Denise, that's Jeremy.
That's me.
For me, camping is the Broadmoor. That is camping out.
He needs turned down service.
A little chocolate on my pillow.
Yep.
And
that's
I've got a bathroom camping right there. Yes, I don't need to go out and pee in the woods. I'll go to the Hyatt, the Broadmoor, the Mining Exchange, one of those.
One of those fancy places. Yeah. That's a strange question. Are you a big camper or something, Denise?
Yes, I am.
Now she likes Jeremy.
Yeah, we can hang out then. We'll get some sticks and cook some marshmallows.
You're the best. Have a great day, okay?
All right, thank you guys.
Bye. Thank you very much. It's an evil Heather on line 5. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning. My question isn't very bold, but I'm wondering what happened to Listener Friday when you brought them into the studios.
Yeah,
live audience. It's called Live Audience Friday.
Yeah, and is that ever coming back again?
Here's what happened.
Here's the problem.
Slapshot Broadcasting, which is our parent company, bought another radio station, and they needed space to put in the studio for this other radio station. We're just being honest here.
This is what happened.
Our show is totally honest. We tell it like it is, and many times our parent company hates us for it. But they bought another radio station and took the space that we used for Live Audience Friday.
They put a wall up, basically, in our studio, cutting it more than in half.
So we have no space.
So there's no space now to get, 10 more people in here and a caterer.
Unless we just tried to find another location, would you come to a Live Audience Friday if we brought it back?
I would love to.
Yeah,
or would we do that, like, out in a park somewhere?
No, I don't know. We could probably find
aquarium?
I bet we could find a space here in our building and just do it.
Like the kitchen? Like, we'll do it in the break room.
You know what, Heather? You've inspired us. We're going to go check into bringing it back. How's that?
Good. I love it.
Well, I love you. Thank you for listening, and go have a great day, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Very good. See, now we're getting some interesting questions. Here's Nolan. I wondered if a guy would call. Hey, Nolan, what's going on?
Hey.
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 What's your question?
If you had $1 million, what would you do with it?
Oh, that's pretty good. I'm such a square. I'd be like, I'd invest it properly and enjoy that compounding interest.
Jeremy,
both kind of like that, though.
Is it okay if, while you talk to Nolan, I dig up my favorite audio ever about somebody winning a lot of money?
Oh, yeah. Find that. It's pretty darn funny. I will say, Nolan, I am a square, and the first thing I would think about is investing it properly because I'm a big old dork. But I have to say, my little, I don't know if you want to call it a pipe dream or bucket list, is to buy a sweet little cabin somewhere up in the Colorado Hills, like a really nice log cabin. So I think I'd splurge and maybe spend $400 to $500 on that and then bank the rest.
I would bank most of it, but I would go on the most badass trip you have ever seen.
There you go.
Like 5-star everything, because I'm an experienced person more than a things person.
Yeah.
Nolan, thank you for the call. Although, stay on the line because I want you to hear this. Can I get away with playing this?
Yeah.
This is some of our favorite audio ever when Powerball got so high. And you know how TV stations, Jeremy wants to be a TV dweeb, but they always send the reporters out to people who are in line.
How would you spend it there?
At Powerball, and
Tommy?
They're always asking them.
Hey.
So this is a live TV shot, and we have saved this audio for 2 and 2.5 years because it's live, and you've got to listen to the response of this young reporter. She has no idea how to handle this.
Do you know your chances of winning?
Slim to none.
Slim to none. You're right. Let me tell you, it's 1 out of 292 million. What do you think about that?
I knew it.
You knew it. Your numbers are lucky, though. Am I right? Can I ask you, if you won all the money, what would you do with it?
Bunch of hookers and cocaine. Oh.
Live TV.
That's not the answer cocaine. That we're
That's not what we wanted. Back to you in the studio. Oh,
life is so
That's
good.
That's hilarious.
He was ready with his answer,
he knew.
Too.
He said, "That's what I'm going
to
do."
The segment is called Ask Us Anything. Erica, what would you like to ask?
Well, first of all, I am so excited about Live Audience Fridays. I would even take a day off work. So
would you? We should figure something out. When we go somewhere, do it somewhere. And
perhaps
have, like,
I shouldn't have opened my mouth about that, because now people have got their hopes up, and who knows if we'll actually be. But I promise
we'll
we will look into it.
Figure something out where we can hang out.
We'll look into it.
Be positive and hope if that's
Hey, we were trying to bring back our free summer concert. So
yes.
I don't know. We'll see if that happens. Doubt it. Hashtag doubt it.
All right, so we will work on Live Audience Friday. What's your question?
My question is, so if you guys could, if you had never gone to radio, or say you could take a right turn and you could have any dream job you wanted.
If it wasn't radio, what would we be doing?
Dream job?
What would you do? Dream job?
Oh, that's hard, because who knows, you know?
But I don't know.
You have what? You have ideas? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I thought maybe you could be an astronaut.
Yeah.
You know, Jeremy, maybe you could taste ice cream. I mean, I don't know.
I could do what with ice cream?
Taste ice cream?
I'm an ice cream.
You know,
your phone is so bad.
Your phone is really difficult to understand. We love you, but your phone is difficult.
An astronaut or an ice cream taster?
Sure.
What the hell?
I love our listeners. I love you guys.
I can do more than that. Jeez.
That is saying a lot about you, isn't
it? I know.
I'm
sitting in a room,
Tom,
eating ice cream.
You could be an astronaut.
Astronaut, go to the moon.
Jeremy,
maybe hit Mars.
Would be a monkey eating ice cream.
My tongue, it felt cold. I don't know. Something in entertainment, I would think both of us would be doing that.
Yes,
something
agree.
In the entertainment
Because we both
media.
Did drama in high school. We were in
we
theater.
Did, yeah.
So we would have done something that's in entertainment. And I hate for it to be so freaking cliched, but when they talk about dream job, I'm doing both of my dream jobs.
Yeah, this is a pretty good, darn
I'm
good gig.
Hosting a morning radio show, and I'm writing books. I'm doing all the things I've ever wanted. I live my dream.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I think Jeremy is too.
I do. I love it here. It's a lot of fun. So, and I like ice cream sandwiches in the afternoon. That's what I do when I go home. I just eat ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, my God. Line 6 is Christine. Good morning, Christine. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right.
I am also writing a book, so I would love to pick your brain about getting published at some point.
Quickly, before you ask your question, just grab a pen and write down domtesta.com. That's my full name, domtesta.com. And if you go to that site, there's a page on there called Big Fat Words. Click on it, and that's your starting point, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. So what's your question?
How did you get into radio?
Well, I got to tell you, I can answer for Jeremy. It was funny. I flirted with his girlfriend at the time, who's now his wife.
At one of those free summer
at
concerts.
At a free summer concert.
Because I didn't want to go, so she went alone without me.
And so I took a picture. We had her get a picture of me kissing her on the cheek. And I said, take this back to your boyfriend, and next time he'll come with you to this show.
So she totally did. So it was Dom.
That's a true story.
Licking her face.
And about 2 months later, there's this guy in interviewing for one of our intern/producer jobs, and it turns out to be Jeremy
Padgett.
It was Padgett.
Me, because at the time, Nicole was my girlfriend, and she listened to the Dom and Jane show consistently, and you guys had mentioned there was a job opening, so I basically got this job because of Knick Knack.
Mm-hmm.
She listened to the show, so that's how I got here.
And for me, I was 16, a very shy kid. I listened to the radio. I liked the music, but I liked listening to the people on the radio, and I thought, I could do that. I bet I could do that. Although I was shy. So I walked into a radio station at age 16, asked for a job, and they said, all right, kid, you start Saturday.
Oh, sweet.
That honestly is the way it turned out.
Yeah.
And now, 40 years later, I'm still hanging out at radio stations. So.
Interesting. My husband's trying to get into radio, so I was curious. That's interesting. Okay.
Well, you know, a lot of people, and I'll quickly say this before we go to our last question. So many people have this whole thing about, well, I don't have a voice for radio, and you need a voice. That is so completely BS. I don't have a radio voice. Jeremy doesn't have a, quote, radio. Well, neither of us do.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, Tom.
What you have to have is something to say.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what your flipping voice is, as long as you can carry on a conversation with people, then you can do what we do. You just have to be able to be real.
Chit-chat. Yeah.
Well, I love listening to you guys, so you're doing something right.
Well, thank you.
We love you back, Christine. Good luck to your husband, okay?
Have a good week.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening. All right, do we have time for one more?
One more.
It's Janelle. Good morning, Janelle.
Hi.
So I think the Ask Us Anything segment has gone pretty well. We'll bring it back maybe in a couple months.
I think so.
Oh, that's totally fine. No worries.
What's on your mind?
Well, am I actually on the radio right now?
You are.
There's a quarter of a million people listening to you.
That's a lot of people. Don't screw it up.
Wow, exactly. Okay, well, mine's not really that grand, but I wanted to know, what happens when you go off air? Like, what do you guys do when you go off the air?
Oh, yeah, 10 o'clock?
Well, we plan for the next day's show a little bit, and we do...
And that takes about 5 minutes.
Some dorky radio production stuff behind the scenes with commercials and yada, yada, yada.
What do you do with the rest of your day? Jeremy's chasing children.
Two totally different worlds here, too, because, yeah, I take care of my kiddos in the afternoon, and I try to get in a workout, and I make dinner, and I do laundry. Yesterday, I did some illustrating for Dom's fourth Mindbender book that came out, so I spent quite a bit of time yesterday doing that. So we're just pretty darn normal in the afternoons. Go to Costco.
The first thing I did yesterday when I got out of here is I walked next door to Panera and got an iced tea. And that was like
so refreshing.
It was one of the highlights of my day. And then I ended up over at Jack's Fish House at their bar having an old fashioned and calamari.
So Dom was at happy hour and I was wiping butts.
And there you go. That is the story of our lives,
two
Janelle.
Two different worlds.
Well, you know?
You're awesome. My whole family, we listen to you in the morning, so we enjoy you.
Well, thank you.
Give a shout out to your family if they're listening right now. What are their names?
I have Kayler, Cole, and Kyle, and my husband Dave.
Well, we appreciate you guys spending your mornings with us. I hope you have a great day, okay, Janelle?
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Hi.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Well, that went well.
I thought it was fine.
That was nice.
And there wasn't a single question that we didn't answer.
Not a one.
Even about marriage and children.
That was the most risque one, and that was pretty
tame.
That
was pretty easy.
Pretty tame. Had to talk about my vasectomy, though. Gross.